This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, adopted by all United Nations member states in 2015, provided a shared blueprint for peace and prosperity for people and the planet, now and into the future. Now, higher education institutes have been called upon to integrate sustainable development into their organizations. And one university who's been working very hard to do that is Sunway University, and we have find out how they've been doing that from Dr. Elizabeth Lee, the Chief Executive Officer of the Sunway Education Group. Welcome, Dr. Lee. How are you today?
Thank you very much, Julia. I'm very fine.
It's lovely to have you in the studio
Thank you.
So, you know, as I mentioned, you know, the UN, you know, many researchers, they called upon higher education institutes to integrate sustainable development into their organization. You know, before we get into that, what would you say is the role of education for sustainable development?
Oh, I think we have a very huge role to play there, because we get the young people, and in fact, the schools get them even younger. And our role, obviously, is to inform a wider audience of the aims of the goals, educate them to the reality of the SDG ambitions, and of course, their implications as well. And then hopefully, we stimulate them into taking positive action.
Mm-hmm. And how would you say, you know, your group, Sunway University, how are you guys promoting social responsibility in higher education? And of course, I'd like to know both locally and globally as well.
You should come and visit us. you will see that, you know, we have the SDGs emblazoned everywhere, so in your face the moment you come in. And so anyone who walks in, be it a visitor or a new student, they know that this is what we have pledged our allegiance to and what we must do. And so it's all over the place, whether it is huge banners or posters, artwork, all across the campus to remind the students of the 17 goals. And we are also the host to the iconic Jeffrey Sachs Center for Sustainable Development. Mm-hmm. And so through that, we host major international conferences on the goals. And we are also now, I'm proud to say that we have been designated as the third Sustainable Development Network Solutions Center in the world. And so we are responsible for Asia.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
So these are some of the things that, you know, we're doing locally and internationally, in that sense, reaching out to the rest of the countries in Asia at least.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, how did you come to that decision that, you know, the Sustainable Development Goals was something that, you know, Sunway University was going to champion?
I must credit to a great extent Tan Sri Jeffrey Chia himself, our founder. He himself has been walking the talk right from the beginning. And so he inspired us all to do this. And he continues to walk the talk, literally walking all the time through all the walkways that he has built, so that he can help to reduce carbon emissions from the cars, for example, and vehicles.
Wow.
So all these walkways. So he continues to do that, and he actually walks himself. I must say it's very much him, mm-hmm. Starting from the very top, and then all of us being inspired, and this is exactly what we hope to do for the rest of the young people, and for the rest of the maybe not so young as well, and to bring them all on board.
Okay. And, you know, how exactly has Sunway University implemented these UN SDGs into their operations and their practices? You know, how have these goals actually taken shape in your practices?
One of the things that I'm really particularly pleased with is our Smart Sustainable Campus Committee. At one point, when I didn't have so much on my plate, I was actually chairing it. And what I liked about it is that it was a bottom-up effort. Mm-hmm. You know, we had students on this committee. We had staff whom I don't even know and have never met who had an interest. And so they came together to form this committee and invited me to chair it, you know. And so we had heads, we had staff, we had academics, we had administrative staff, we had students, everyone coming together to contribute ideas as to how we can encourage more sustainable ideas to bear fruit on campus and the projects that we were going to do. And so this is one of the ways that we have done it. Of course, we try to infuse it very much into our not just everyday living, but also into our curriculum, and not to forget the research. Oh, I'm so excited about the research in this area that is coming up and has been in place for a while.
Yes, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
All right.
But, you know, how are you dedicated to championing sustainability within and around your campus? You know, you mentioned Tan Sri Jeffrey, you know, he's walking the talk. How have you encouraged other students and staff alike to adopt these sustainable development goals?
We are very community-based. And so from our university itself and from our colleges itself, we tend to reach out to our community, at least the ones around us, the schools. So we've been inviting schools to come visit us where we have had projects. Let me tell you about how we started. About 2 years ago, we even hosted this huge Sustainable Development Goal anniversary event. In fact, we do this every year. So in 2018, we actually had the largest celebration ever in Malaysia to commemorate the UN SDGs. We brought together, we would like to think it is exactly 8,165 Malaysians, okay? But, you know, round about that. Maybe a little bit more, because everyone got very excited. And these 8,165 Malaysians held hands all round the Sunway City, making the third UN SDG anniversary since its launch in 2015. So why this magical number of 8,165? Because this 8165 actually represents the nautical miles from Sunway University to the UN headquarters in New York.
Okay.
And so we made Sunway University as the center stage for the event. And then we included the community, at least all those around Sunway City, whether they were the schools. And the people formed groups in the city's key locations. So, of course, we have universities like Monash across the road. We have Sunway Medical. So can you see the doctors and the nurses, and maybe some well enough patients came up to hold hands. And then Sunway Lagoon, all the people who were having fun down there, the hotel, you know, the guests were flabbergasted. What's going on? You know, let's hold hands, you know, for sustainability. What's the sustainability? Sunway Pyramid, talking about hotel. You know, if you stay in a hotel, you'll be, you know, bombarded with messages on sustainability coming out from your TV, you know,
yes,
that kind of thing.
Yes.
So it was to hold hands in support of the SDGs.
Okay. All right. And one of the probably the greatest crisis of our time, you know, we're facing a climate crisis.
Mm.
And, you know, it's been said that universities, those they can really drive the climate agenda. You know, they're ideally placed to make a difference. And how would you say Sunway University is tackling the climate crisis? You know, how are you guys sounding the alarm about this?
Yeah, it's one thing to sound the alarm, but it's quite another thing to involve everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have tried to do is that, you know, the ongoing awareness is definitely there, but the challenge is in challenging every staff and student member walking through the campus to live habits which are in line with the Sustainable Development Goals. So how do we do this? For example, you know, we're all very good at creating waste, right? So we call it the campus waste front end and back end. So we do this. One of the easiest things is to have waste separation. We've actually done this for years, ever since we started. But, you know, sometimes it's difficult. And it's only now that we begin to see that it's bearing fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that there are five kinds of waste? You have the general waste, right?
That's right.
And then you have the, what we call the paper waste. We all know how to recycle that. I still have an a printer that where I can print on the other side of the paper. I just have to consciously cross out the other side so people don't get confused that you know, the other side is not to be read. And then the third waste is you know, your general tin, aluminum cans and bottles, that kind of thing, which we all recycle. And then your fourth one is actually fabric. We always forget. So the need to recycle our clothes, pre-loved and stuff like that, and then to repurpose the materials. And then the fifth, and this one is actually quite substantial, is e-waste. E-waste, we have a truck comes, and then we actually had For a number of years now, exhibitions to teach people on e-waste, why it's so important. Don't keep changing your handphone and your PC if you can help it, because it really takes a lot of effort to strip it down, because you cannot throw it into a landfill. You have to strip it down. You have to take each bit out and then to try to recycle those bits. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very tedious. It's much easier to recycle and repurpose fabric than e-waste, and that's quite a major thing. So we make sure that we try to educate people on these different type of waste, that you must separate them, and let's see how to recycle, repurpose, reuse, or the reason if we can help it, and not to and to allow the minimum to actually go into the landfill. Food as the number two biggest waste. There's this need to educate people, don't take more than you need. So I love MCO and CMCO now, where buffets are not really allowed, so you don't go and take your own food. Someone dishes food for you, and then when you would like to eat more of that, then they bring a little bit more. So that's quite good, because it controls the wastage of food, which is one of the SDGs. And the other one it also helps is our health. Good health is also one of the SDGs, so that we don't put on too much weight, we don't overeat and things like that, and overwork our poor organs.
That's right.
Yeah. So there is that is on the waste. So other things, let me think.
What about research?
Good. Yes. Absolutely. Research, I'm glad you brought that out. I'm really, really proud of the research. Let me just give you some examples. I want to start with one, the most recent one. We're actually spending quite a lot of money. And when I say quite a lot of money, eventually we'll be investing millions. Mm-hmm. And this is in the area of carbon capture. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about it because this is our newest development that we're working with MIT, to be precise. And my Dean of Engineering and Science tells me that hopefully what they are working on may one day contribute towards a Kyoto Prize. I say, why a Kyoto Prize? Why not a Nobel Prize? Mm-hmm. And then he says, no, Nobel Prize doesn't have for this. And so it would be a Kyoto Prize. So I said, oh, and he says, that is equivalent to it. So I said, oh, that's good enough, you know. So, but the important thing is we have to ensure that our carbon doesn't go beyond, you know, this threshold of 2. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're trying to keep it down to 1.5, which is above pre-industrial times. And this is our so-called carbon budget. They call it carbon budget. Mm-hmm. And this is extremely important because the global climate clock says that we have only 7 years before we reach this carbon budget, which is 1.5 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial level. So that's right. We must find some major way to capture the carbon. It's one thing to tell people, you know, don't drive so much, don't get on a plane, etc. It's easier said than done. People need to travel, and you can't walk all the time. Mm-hmm. You can't, you know, you need to be in the UK or in the US, and that is, you got to get on that jet plane, and it will emit a lot of carbon.
That's right.
So therefore, we must find some sustainable, massive way to capture this. And then do something about it. You know, it's one thing to capture, but what are you going to repurpose it into? So this is what we're working with MIT. So I'm really excited about it. But besides that, I mentioned the Jeffrey Sachs Center earlier. They have been working on how to safeguard the forest. So they have been working with FABLE. FABLE stands for Food, Agriculture, Biodiversity, Land Use and Energy Coalition. And this is a consortium of 20 countries under the Sustainable Development Solutions Network, or SDSN. And the idea is to understand how a long-term pathway to transforming the food and land use systems in Malaysia can be designed to meet the target of keeping that rise in the average global temperature that I talked about to well below 2 degrees above the pre-industrial levels. Mm. So these pathways are actually very crucial tools to raise greater awareness amongst Malaysians to shift the public narrative towards recognizing the need for a deep decarbonization pathway in light of our global carbon budget. So there's that. And then we also have in our science department, Associate Professor Yong, who actually holds a 2.47 million grant on successful aging. Remember I talked about good health?
That's
aging
right.
is one of them, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and we do have an aging population. So she's holding a 2.4 million grant working on successful aging, how to, and we will certainly benefit from that. Then we also have in the Jeffrey Sachs Center I mentioned earlier, Professor Agamutu, and the project is on healthcare waste management. Ah. So just now I talked about five ways. Actually, I have negated this healthcare waste management, which is actually under COVID-19. Mm. So this research was a collaboration with the Asian nations. And it explores really the generation and the type and the disposal options for healthcare waste. So the main objective was to reduce this healthcare waste going to the landfills that I talked about, which of course then will result in associated environmental issues. Upcoming collaborative research, we have, biological sciences, one of our associate professors, Jane, and then I talked about just now the carbon capture as well. Even our School of Hospitality is onto it. Our chef, Soon, he is researching on eggshell waste to wealth potential as fillers for bioplastics and absorbent materials for carbon capture. So the thing is that the environmental benefits include food waste diverted from landfills again. And instead, now this can be used for resource recovery as material for further usage. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine the economic opportunities which can arise from this business potential of viable new material, which addresses existing carbon emissions and, I suppose, plastic waste.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many issues that need to be tackled, isn't it? And do you think that universities, you know, they really need, I mean, you're doing all this wonderful research, right? How can you work with governments, businesses, you know, foundations as well, to increase that flow of research to support all these other areas? You know, some of the things that you were mentioning, zero carbon engineering, you know, even public policy, ecology, you know, those sorts of things.
SDG number 17, I believe, is on smart partnerships. Mm-hmm. Absolutely crucial to tie everything together. So public-private partnerships are really key to achieving this cross-cutting outcomes of carbon emissions reductions. I talked about just now, you know, our carbon dioxide capture and utilization research already. But when we think about sustainability, we also, and I talked about well-being, right? And I now want to touch on especially mental health. And this is very important. Somehow, I don't think it is necessarily MCO or COVID, because I think it's been lurking around there and the numbers are rising. Mental well-being and mental health has come up to the forefront, where people say that 1 in 3 and maybe even 1 in 2 have that potential to become depressed. And that needs to be addressed, rapidly.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
So, and I'm glad that in my psychology department, we have partnerships with the Norwich Medical School, for example, and even the University of East Anglia on mental health literacy to government agencies and NGOs so that we can come together to tackle this together. Incidentally, this project received a Group Achievement Award just this year.
Oh, wonderful.
So I'm very pleased about it.
Congratulations. Yeah. And, you know, with regard to that research as well, you know, how can climate change research, how can that be better and more widely communicated to influence public discussions about climate change?
Uh-huh. Now, this is where science communication plays a role. You know, when I say science communication, I'm so glad that we have our International Science Communicator Award winner in Sunway himself, Professor Api. And so our researchers actually have to dedicate time and allocate resources in their grant funding requests actually to transfer knowledge to communities regarding the status of, say, Malaysia's tree cover or the levels and threats of plastic pollution in Malaysian beaches and rivers. And then on the other hand, the arts can also play a role in highlighting key climate change issues. We can even use different mediums available to the public, AR, VR, graphical mediums of videos, GIFs and photos. I mean, whatever captures our audience and especially our younger audience, you know. And in 2019, in fact, in conjunction with the fourth anniversary of the SDGs, in our School of Arts, one of our academics, Mr. Human, spelled human, okay, he's very human. you know, he had he developed this immersive VR recycling experience, and it was so much fun because everyone was putting on their virtual reality goggles, and wow. You know, they look as if they are dancing. Actually, they're trying to see how they can, you know, win a game in recycling, and it was so much fun to watch this happening, and it created a lot of interest and awareness. So these are some of the ways that we're trying to reach out to people.
Okay. And, you know, one other way I know that you are working on this is, you know, Sunway's Are You a Master of Sustainability? You know, that board game was developed specifically to create more awareness about the UN, the SDGs. Tell me more about it.
Oh, that is so much fun. That is the brainchild of my branding director, Patrick McVie. He says that it's a team effort. And it's very much a team effort. But he was the one who came up with this idea of board game. He had a board game done a couple of years ago, which was very much like Monopoly, except that, you know, it's around the township of Sunway. Right. So this one actually brings it to a different level altogether because it's incorporating all the 17 SDGs and then testing people's knowledge on the SDGs. I tried to play it and I said, oh my God, I'm such a novice at this. I don't know the answers to these questions. I'm getting them all wrong, you know. Yeah. So the game actually is developed by a whole team of people that actually includes the students because they were the ones who came up with the questions. These are the students in our Master of Sustainable Development Management students in the Jeffrey Sachs Center. They came up with all these hard questions, and you've got to answer these questions before you can advance on the board game. And so if you don't, then you know you stay back and you will never get your 17 SDGs. You'll never get your goal. Yeah.
And you know, what are your hopes for the board game? You know, is it something that the public can also get their hands on?
Okay, I am actually really pleasantly surprised that it has taken the community by storm, actually, because I see our Director General of Health, you know, holding on to it, and I don't know whether he'll have time to play. I hope so that he will. And then a lot of other schools and the students are playing it. And then I had a bank come on board. I think it's Hong Leong who asked, can we buy some more of these boards? You know, so far, only the boss has it. So the rest of us would like to play it. And so we're saying, There seems to be a demand. So we're really working on it to see how we can make it available to a wider public now. You know, it was developed as part of our anniversary. Mm-hmm. But now it looks like we have to develop a lot more for people to really to learn and reach out. I see young children, a friend's two young children. They were so cute. They reached out to me on Facebook and they said, Auntie, okay. Luckily not grandma. Auntie, we love this game. It's so much fun. And they took pictures of themselves, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's great fun. And they have been playing it. So, and it's so heartening to know that these 7-year-olds, these 9-year-olds, they are learning about sustainability so early in their lives.
That's so important. That's so key. And I do understand that the board game was created to commemorate the 5th anniversary of the launch of the SDGs. And I know that this year, too, signifies an important milestone for Sunway University and Sunway City. Can you tell me more?
Yes, I mentioned it earlier on. Because this year, Sunway City in particular, Sunway University, we have been chosen to join the New York and Paris as the world's third United Nations Sustainable Development Solutions Network Center. So we will be the Southeast Asian regional hub of sustainable development initiatives. And so we will be rolling out various education policies and research initiatives to advance the sustainability agenda in the region. Mm-hmm. And this is an incredible landmark achievement, actually, for our nation. So truly Malaysia boleh lah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that in the whole of Asia, we in Malaysia got it.
Well done.
So, yeah, we're very excited about it.
Yeah, and you know, so much can come from that, you know. And I think changing perceptions, changing mindsets, that's something that, you know, a university can really work towards. And just going back a little bit to the board game, mm-hmm. you know, what was the motivation and driving force behind the creation of it?
Oh, yeah. This board game, it was designed to not only promote the adoption of the UN SDGs amongst the young people, as I talked about, you know, interactive and fun learning experience, but it was really created also in support of our Ministry of Education Malaysia's efforts to integrate the UN SDGs into our national curriculum. Mm-hmm. So it is a multiplayer board game and definitely aim to create awareness and understanding of the 17 UN SDGs. Yes, not one, not two, not three, but 17. So there are a lot. And where players can learn and play their part in preserving the Earth's resources for future generations. Not only that, but also all the other areas, whether it's gender equality, which is so important. Of course, education, my favorite. And then we talked about even good health and all that. A lot of people think that when they talk about sustainability, and I'm looking at your picture here, you know, that it's all about you know, preserving the environment. Yes, to a great extent, it's about that. But it's also preserving life on, preserving ourselves as well, mm-hmm. you know, and making sure that there's equality and equity and all that stuff. So that's why we did this. The main purpose of the game is actually not about winning, but rather about learning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, understanding, you know, is one thing to say SDGs, but you don't know the things behind
it. That's right.
And I think what's quite lovely about it is that, you know, this board game was created in the old school manner. You know, it's an actual board game. It's not a virtual game.
Yeah.
You know, and was there, you know, was that a particular choice? You know, was there an intention behind that as well?
Maybe we are old and so we... No. No, seriously. Actually, you know, during the MCO, a lot of people were locked down in their homes mm. and there was only so much internet connection for learning, mm-hmm. etc. and mm-hmm. working, you know. So the rest of the time, you really do not want to use up any more bandwidth. So it was back to the old school games, the board games. And I think they are making a comeback. Mm-hmm. And it's great because you don't have to worry about internet access. You don't have to worry about having no electricity. You can still play it. It's not, and you can play it across ages. Grandpa can play it, you know, and the little child can also play it. Because if it was a computer, you know, everyone has to have a device. Or you have a huge enough screen, then you have a whole bunch of young people with their joysticks playing, you know. But the older people may feel intimidated. So this is great because it cuts across the generations, ensuring that definitely nobody is left behind. Mm-hmm. And we also believe that the greater knowledge regarding the UN SDGs will increase empathy and drive towards solving the social and environmental issues. And then hopefully we create this new generation of leaders who will guide us through a more sustainable trajectory, if not journey, a trajectory, you know. Having said that, we will soon be working on a digital version, okay? Not that old-fashioned. And so we will be working on a digital version of the board game. So Human and colleagues are set to task. And we will explore how to also develop it in other languages so that, you know, other countries can also benefit. So in this way, we hope to reach out and advance the UN SDGs to a wider audience with this simple board game.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. You know, I mean, it's wonderful. And like you said, you know, leave no one behind. You know, it needs to be accessible. It needs to be something that everyone can participate in and to gain that understanding about the SDGs and why it's so important. So if you'd like to find out more about that, you can always head to sunway.edu.my. Am I correct? If you'd like
Yes. And come and play with us.
Yes. Head over to Sunway University if you'd like to find out more. So thank you so much. I've been speaking to Dr. Elizabeth Lee, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Sunway Education Group. And we were discussing a wide range of things, but mainly the role of education in promoting sustainable development. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Earth Matters interviews, you can search for the podcasts on our BFM app, available on Google Play, the App Store, and also on Spotify. This has been Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.